Phoneboy Speaks, episode 158, All Your Eggs in Google's Basket. One of the things I'm trying to do right now is lead a less dependent existence on Google. And it's actually really hard to do considering the number of services of Google's I've started to use over the years. And I actually, I've used Google Search for a very long time. That's actually not difficult to change, except on mobile browsers, because of the fact that that's basically hard coded into Safari, and even on the Mac, you have to use an actual extension to change the search engine, which is fine. And I'm using DuckDuckGo because that seems to be, at least what I'm hearing is a nice alternative to Google, and it seems to work okay for the searches I've done, so I haven't regretted that. But I really haven't been using Google Plus all that much lately. So, that kind of stuff I'm less worried about because Google's going to find it anyway. It's, social networks are just basically public for the most part, even on Facebook, as far as I'm concerned. And, I think probably the biggest challenge. So switching all the computers that I'm using Chrome on to something else is, that's kind of a challenge, because even Firefox to an extent has Google stuff in it, because it's the Google search engine, and I kind of got tired of Firefox anyway after a while, and I don't know that the current versions are any better. So like on the Mac, I've gone to Safari, and I haven't really used Safari that much, so we'll see how that works. And then on the PC, actually Internet Explorer 10 is not too horrible, so I don't know, maybe I'll use that or maybe I won't. I haven't quite thought all of this through. I think the hardest one I'm gonna have difficulty with is mail. I've gotten really used to Gmail. I did try Outlook.com for several months, and I, honestly, that the search on that just didn't work very well, and it was slow and had all kinds of problems, that just didn't work for me. I could still go back to it. Maybe I will, but I think that's actually going to be the hardest one to get rid of is Gmail, because a lot of stuff uses it. And actually, it's another thing is, so one of the apps I use called Mailbox, which helps me manage my inbox kind of like a task list, which I've talked about in the past. The only mail service that actually works with is Gmail. And so I'd have to either find a replacement for that or not use it, which I don't know. I mean, I keep my inbox pretty clean now. So, and with the filters on Gmail, that's something else I'd have to duplicate either on iCloud or wherever I decide to go. Anyway, long story short is that moving away from Google is, especially for somebody who's been on the internet as long as me, it's actually not, it's not that trivial. And, it takes time and stuff. And so I think being diversified is not necessarily a bad thing. I think there's too much potential for abuse by throwing all your eggs in one basket, as it were. And, using smaller services might not necessarily be a bad thing. In any case, it's one of my current challenges, one among many.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.